So we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, Text 33. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskrityam Narom Chaiva Narottama Devim Sarasvati Vyasam Tato Jayam Ujirayet Nashtak Praesha Bhadrishu Se Bhagavate Sevaya Bhagavat Uttama Shlake Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So maybe you have a question. Why on that special day, first day of Kartik Masa, we are not reading Damodara Lila? And the answer is quite simple, because Srila Prabhupada never did it. He was lecturing Srimad Bhagavatam as usual, any day of Kartik Masa. So we are doing the same, we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And before we will start, let me just mention that today is a very special day. And it's not because we have Lakshmi Puja all night long, and you could hear all this loud firework all around our village, and that was great. So today is Lakshmi Puja, and local people celebrating Lakshmi Puja. And how do they do it? They're very simple people and very pious. So even your Bengali maid, who I don't know, maybe you're not happy with her, but what she's doing right now, missing your days in your home. So what she's doing now, she's celebrating Lakshmi Puja. And how does she do it? In few words, they, even our Bengali maid, very simple lady, but very pious. So she has that big size of murti in at her home, and she's fasting for 2 days. I mean, not total fast, but during the day she's fasting, and she's decorating that murti with flowers, and she's offering fruits, and right now she's asking one brahmana to do puja at her home. So that is Lakshmi Puja for now. But Srila Prabhupada didn't talk much about Lakshmi Puja. Maybe he mentioned Lakshmi Puja for several times. For example, he said, you know, in India now, even now, for Lakshmi Puja, for any kind of celebration, ladies wear new clothes. So that's what Srila Prabhupada said about Lakshmi Puja. But today is a very special day, not only because we have Lakshmi Puja celebration today, but also because this is the first day of Kartik month. Haribol. Very special month. And in Hari Bhakti Vilasa, written by Sanatana Goswami, you can find that this month is very special because it's very dear to Radharani. And if you will worship Radharani during this month, she will be really pleased. And Srila Prabhupada says, if Radharani will be pleased by you, so it will be easy for you to approach Krishna himself. And why this month is so special? Well, from one point of view, it's special because it's right before Margashirsha month. And Margashirsha is a month which represents Krishna himself. And now we have Kartik, right before Margashirsha. And Kartik, well, we are taking some special vows, special vratas for this month. Because this month gives us a special power. Urja vrata, urja month. And Radharani is Urjeshwari. So what does that mean? Urja means power, energy. So whatever you do during this month will give you amazing power and energy to carry on your devotional service forever. And whatever you do, even some simple things, it will be multiplied by 10, I don't know, 100 millions, and you are getting much more benefits just for nothing. So let's use this power which is given to us. Use it for our devotional service. And amazingly enough, Srila Prabhupada didn't say anything about Kartik Mass in Bhagavad Gita, and he mentioned Kartik Mass in Srimad Bhagavatam several times. For example, if you remember, Ambarisha Prabhu was offended by Durvasa Muni during his Kartik Vratas. But much more information about Kartik you can find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita is all about Lord Chaitanya, and he was celebrating this month with all his devotees every day, every festival. And by the way, he was fasting, even if he was traveling during Chaturmasya period, he was fasting also. So how they were celebrating, well, sometimes devotees played a trick with Lord Chaitanya. They, during Chaturmasya period, they said, you know, my Lord, it's too hot now, better you stay in Puri, don't go to Vrindavan, because Kartik will come, and then you will go to Vrindavan. Because Kartik Masa is especially meant to go for Parikrama, to Vrindavan. But then Vrindavan came, so what? They said, oh no, my Lord, it's too cold to go to Vrindavan, so let's stay with us till Dola Purnima. So that's how they... But they were celebrating Chaturmasya and especially Kartik with Lord Chaitanya. And they were celebrating Dipa Vali, and they were celebrating Govardhana Puja and Ekadashi and Dvadashi. So it was a whole big 30 days festival with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And during this Kartik month, according to Hari Bhakti Vilasa, we have to have five very special vratas. And the first one to wake up early in the morning. And if you wake up early in the morning, you can hear the whole symphony of devotional sounds around. All these bells ring around, concha blowing, and devotees are going to Mangala Arati, and I can hear it every day from my house. Some devotees are chanting, going to Mangala Arati, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And usually if they're riding a bike, usually they somehow switching from Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna to any bhajan, especially Bengali devotees, you can hear going to Mangala Arati, and from Mangala Arati they're singing whatever. Hari Hari Bipale Janama Gunaino. So it's the whole symphony of devotion around during that Mangala Arati time. And of course you can also hear the bikes, motorbikes. They're not chanting. I mean, maybe engine is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Anyway, so the whole symphony. If you wake up early morning, how it's prescribed for especially Kartik Vrata. So this is the first Kartik Vrata. The second Kartik Vrata is take a bath early in the morning in the river. And if it's not possible in the river, okay, take it at home. But what if it's not possible to take your bath at home? You can smear Charitamrita on your head. And even if that is not possible, okay, just purify yourself with Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So this is the second vrata, special vrata for Kartik month. And the third vrata is Tulasi Puja, Tulasi Seva. Or, Hari Bhakti says, Vaishnava Seva. Or if Vaishnava are not available around you, it's Kau Seva, Go Seva. This is the third vrata for Kartik month. And the fourth vrata is celebrating Mahotsava by the end of the Kartik. This is the fourth vrata. So don't miss that vrata. This is a special one. You have to celebrate the end of Kartik, which will come after 1 month. And the fifth vrata is a very interesting one. Dipa Dan. We have to offer our love and devotion in the form of a lamp to Lord Damodara. And if you don't have money to buy ghee lamp or oil lamp, sell yourself as a slave and get money to buy ghee lamp and oil lamp or oil lamp. So if you sell yourself as a slave, what will happen after? You are worshipping by that money you are getting from your, how to say, selling yourself. You are worshipping Lord Damodara with a lamp, ghee lamp, preferably every day. And then after you finish your vrata, all money will come back to you as a result of your vrata. So that's how you will, how to say, buy yourself back. And you not only getting your money back, but the fame and devotion. So this is the fifth vrata. And you may ask, so what about us? We have five special vratas, but what about Srimad Bhagavatam? Should we read Srimad Bhagavatam? Oh, that is a special list of special vratas for Kartik. Glorifying the Lord. This is obvious, because Srimati Radharani is extremely pleased when we glorify the Lord. That's why there is no question of not reading Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita during Kartik months. It's just there, already there, but quite natural. So maybe a few words about Sharadi Rasayatra, because today we have Sharadi Rasayatra, special day. Srila Prabhupada didn't say anything about Sharadi Rasayatra, but of course he mentioned Rasa dance in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a very important part of Srimad Bhagavatam. But we are not going to read it today, because it's, well, okay, let's say by another way. We may ask, if that rasa dance is so disturbing for minds of different kind of moralists, because it is disturbing. Krishna dancing with someone's wives, so it's not proper dance. And Srila Prabhupada answered this question. He's asked, it's in Krishna book. So he asked, so why, if it's so disturbing part of Krishna Lila, why that part, rasa dance, it's put in Srimad Bhagavatam? Why it's there? And Srila Prabhupada answers, because we are conditioned souls. And this is medicine for us. Unfortunately enough, we live, I mean, women live just to attract a man, and men live just to attract women. That is what is our life about. And for that kind of people, Krishna have his rasa dance to attract our mind. Because we are sexually inclined, so for that kind of people, there is rasa dance in Srimad Bhagavatam to attract us. And Srila Prabhupada says, this is our medicine. So let's take our medicine, Srimad Bhagavatam. And please, Srimati Radharani. It is said that to do your vrata, your vow properly during this Kartik month, your vrata should be bona fide, pleasing for the Lord. And there is a third condition, we will talk about it later. So let's please the Lord. Let's glorify our Lord Krishna. Okay. Tataha samadhaya mano manishaya babhasha etat pratilabdha Bhag, asau, niyamya, sarvendriya, bahya, vartanam, jagadgurum, sattvatashastram, vigraham, tatah samandhaya mano manishaya, Татах самадхая мано манишая, Бабхаша этат прадилабдха ваг асау, Ниямья сарвендрия бахья вартанам, Джагадгурум саттвата шастра виграхам. Джагадгурум саттвата шастра виграхам. Ladies, thank you. Tataha. Thereafter. Samadhyayam. Controlling. Manaha. The mind. Manishaya. By his intelligence. Babhasha. Spoke. Etat. This. Pratilabdha. Recovering. Vak. Speech. Asau. That one, King Chetraketu, Niyamya, controlling, Sarva Indriya, of all the senses, Bahya, external, Vartanam, the wandering, Jagadgurum, who is the spiritual master of everyone, Sattvata, of devotional service, Shastra, of the holy scriptures, Vigraham, the personified form. Translation. Thereafter, by controlling his mind with his intelligence and thus restricting his senses from external engagements, he recovered suitable words with which to express his feelings. Thus, He began offering prayers to the Lord, who is the personification of the Holy Scriptures, the Sattvata Samhitas, like the Brahma Samhita, and the Narada Pancharatra, and who is the spiritual master of all. He offered his prayers as follows. Please repeat after me. Thereafter, by controlling his mind with his intelligence, and thus restricting his senses from external engagements, he recovered suitable words with which to express his feelings. Thus he began offering prayers to the Lord, who is the personification of the Holy Scriptures, and who is the spiritual master of all. He offered his prayers as follows. So how King Chitraketu will be offering his prayers, you will hear tomorrow, and all Kartik, you will be hearing his prayers and the Lord's answer to his prayers, all 28 days. So we are very fortunate to hear that prayers, prepared by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. One cannot offer prayers to the Lord with mundane words. One must become spiritually advanced by controlling the mind and senses. Then he can find suitable words to offer in prayers to the Lord. Quoting the following verse from the Padma Purana, Srila Sanatana Goswami forbids us to sing any song not sung by authorized devotees. Avaishnava mukhad gira putam hari kathamritam shravanam naiva kartavyam sarpachishtam yathapayaha. Avaishnava mukhad giram. Giram means words, mukha means mouth. So that words which coming out of the mouth of Avaishnava, we should not listen to. So the words or songs of a person not fixed in Vaishnava behavior, not strictly following the rules and regulations and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, should not be accepted by pure devotees. The words Sarva Shastra Vigraham indicates that the Satchitananda body of the Lord can never be accepted to be made of Maya. Never. Devotees do not offer prayers to the Lord in an imaginary form. The existence of the Lord's form is supported by all Vedic literature. That's why all Vedic literature means, for example, our prayers, our Dhammadharashtaka prayers. That's why we start our Dhammadharashtaka prayers with Namami Ishvaram Sachit Ananda Rupam. We are offering our obeisances to that Rupa which is full of Sachit and Ananda. It's not imaginary form. So this is the end of the purport. Om Atyanti Varandasya Vyananjana Shalakaya Shikshuramitam Yanatas Mishri Murave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shya Tam sahagana ragunatam mitam tam sanchivam sadvatam savadutam parichana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padam sahagana lalita shri vishakhan vitamishcha hey krishna karuna sindhu dina banhu jagatpate gopisha gopika kanta radha kanta namostute tapta kanchana gaurange radhe vrindavaneshwari vrisha banu sute devi pranamami hari priya Ванча Калтарубеша, Крипа Синдубевича, Патитанам Паванебью, Вайшнавебью, Намона Махаджай, Шри Кришна, Чайтанья, Прабу Нитянанда, Шри Адвайта, Гададхар, Шивас, Эти Горы, Бхакта Вринда, Харе Кришна, Харе Кришна, 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 Харе, Харе Рама. Okay, so this verse starts with the Tataha, thereafter. So what happened before? Only 7 days, King Chitraketu was chanting his mantra. Only 7 days, fasting, only drinking water. But he got an extreme result. The Lord appeared before him. So what we are doing here, chanting our mantra day after day, year after day, and still seems like there is no results. But it's a question we will answer later. Okay, so only 7 days fasting, only drinking water and chanting mantra, and how Bhaktivedi Purna Maharaj says, like on Sunday, it's not about what you are doing, it's about how you are doing it. And the main point here, he was doing it with a great care and attention, with love and devotion. That's how he got that result, tremendous result, Lord's darshan. And now we know that his voice was choked because of his feelings, and he couldn't say anything. And now he is taking a deep breath to start his prayers. And it seems like he was in that condition about which Lord Chaitanya says in his Shikshashtaka. You remember that's the sixth verse, I guess. Nayanam galat ashtudharaya vadanam gadgada rudhaya gira kada tava nama nava grahane bavishiti. When that day will come, when my voice will be choked up and tears will come out of my eyes and the hair on my body will stand up, when that will day come, when I will hear your holy name. And here we can see that King Chitraketu came to that point, the point of ecstasy. Choked, the voice is choked up, and he's taking a deep breath just to continue his prayers. And now he's going to express his feelings, because prayer is about feelings. And Srila Prabhupada says here, one cannot offer prayers to the Lord with mundane words. No way. We have to know very shastric prayers to offer to the Lord. Even Gajendra, when he was, elephant Gajendra, when he was in danger, he didn't say just like we usually say, Krishna, help. That is usually our prayer. Sometimes we can put please, Krishna, please help. But even Gajendra was able to glorify the Lord and to offer suitable prayer to him. So we have King Chitraketu had only 7 days, and we had a whole month to be concentrated on that bona fide prayer of Satyavrata Manu. Because Damodarashtaka is a prayer spoken by Satyavrata Manu. And Satyavrata Manu is that one who is now Vaivasvata Manu, who is like our Manu, our father, let's say. So that is his prayer. And Sanatana Goswami in his Hari Bhakti Vilasa says that prayer should be chanted every day. And if you are not chanting, and if you are not offering the Gilam to the Lord, you are not considered a Vaishnava. You cannot name yourself Vaishnava if you are not offering, if you are not praying. So one cannot offer prayers to the Lord with mundane words. And we may ask, wait a second, what about me? What if I don't know any prayer? What if, okay, I learned some, but for now, right for now, if I don't know any prayers, how is that? Can I use my own words? Because here Srila Prabhupada says, one must become spiritually advanced. One cannot offer prayers to the Lord with mundane words. So for that, we have another instruction from Srila Prabhupada. And now, it's instruction for us. For offering prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you do not require any high qualification. It doesn't matter. You can offer your prayer from any standard of life. Not that you have to become a very learned man, very scholarly man, and you have to present your prayers in a very nicely selected word so that poetry, rhetoric, prosody, everything is there, metaphor. Nothing required says Srila Prabhupada. But what is required for prayers which we are going to experience for the next 28 or something days? Simply, you have to express your feelings. That's what Lord King Chitraketu is going to do. He express his feelings. And we are going to listen that feelings, whole Kartik, or at least half of the Kartik. And his prayers are very suitable for Kartik time, amazingly, because what about his prayers? He will offer his prayers to the Lord who is conquered by a devotee. So the Lord who is kind of property of a devotee. So this is very well connected with Damodara Lila. Okay, so what is that real feeling? So the only requirement, express your feeling. And Srila Prabhupada continues, what is that real feeling? So how does that prayer appear in our heart? What is the way, proper way? And Srila Prabhupada says, one must be aware of his position. Who am I? What I am doing here? And where I am going? Be aware of your position. Feeling should be very sincere, and very sincere, says Srila Prabhupada. And what is your position? That has been taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He has his Shikshashtaka prayers, and he expresses different feelings from the first, second, third, until the eighth verse of his Shikshashtaka prayers. And your feelings during the kirtan or during your chanting, your mantra, because Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is also a prayer. So your feelings might be very different according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because your first feeling might be Cheta Dharpana Marjanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. It's just a prayer full of joy. I am here with my Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and I'm happy. Then we move on to the second verse, and the second verse is Nam Nam Akari Bahudha Nija Sarva Shakti. All Shakti is in the holy name. This is holy name's glory. This is what is my kirtan about, my prayer. But here there is a different feelings as well in this verse written by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the feeling is Durdaivam Ihamitrisham Nanuragaha. I'm so unfortunate. I don't feel anything chanting 2 hours a day. Nanuragaha. There is no attraction at all. Nanuragaha. So this is a different feeling you can express during your chanting. And there is a third feeling. This is really about our position. Trinada Pisunichana, Tarorava Sahishnana, Amanina Madadena, Kirtaniya Sadahare. This is and then you will come to Nadhanam, Nadjanam, Nasundarim, Kavitam Va. So I don't need anything. I just want to serve you, O my Lord. And by the way, King Chitraketu in the same level, because Nadhanam Najanam Nasundri, his son is killed, his wife's gone to the forest, his family life is just over, horrible. He is not in the dark well of family life anymore. So Nadhanam Najanam Nasundrim Kavitamba. That is his prayer. So he is qualified to pray because he has proper feeling. So we are talking about prayers. And there is another prayer in Srimad Bhagavatam written for us. And I think as soon as I start to read that prayer, you will understand who is an author of that prayer. So the prayer is, 1 second, this one. This is very nice prayer to start Kartik, because it will fill you with understanding of your real position. So the prayer is, although I was born in a demonic family, Prahlad Maharaj, I may, without a doubt, offer prayers to the Lord with full endeavor, as far as my intelligence allows. Anyone who has been forced by ignorance to enter the material world may be purified of material life if he offers prayers to the Lord and hears the Lord's glories. Anyway, even if we don't know all these prayers, the prayer we know for sure is, oh my Lord Krishna, oh Shrimati Radharani, please accept me as your servant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And we are praying, and we will be praying every day this month. And what we are praying for? For example, Varam Deva Moksham Na Moksha Vadimba. Varam means gift. Moksha Na. Please, my Lord, don't give me liberation. I'm not searching for liberation. Please, give me devotion and love. Hare Krishna. And today, I cannot miss it. Today is a disappearance day of Murari Gupta. And we are obliged to him, indebted to him forever, because he was that person who wrote down everything what happened with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because of his diary, we have Chaitanya Charitamrita now. So maybe Srila Prabhupada, by the way, Srila Prabhupada wants us to write down our realization every day. That was his instruction for Brahmanas. So maybe you will take it as a vrata for Kartik month, to write down your realization, or to write down everything about great personalities who are around. And we will be obliged to you because of your diary, because of your endeavor to fix a days of great personalities around. Happy Kartik Vrata to you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you so much. We have few minutes for questions or comments if you would like to. But please speak loudly.
I liked your point about the second verse of Shishastakam, where you said, even though we are so unfortunate and offensive that we have no experience of the holy name, still we can use that as a prayer, you know. Do you understand? So that was very interesting. I hadn't heard that before, and it seems quite practical. The other thing, you said then the next verse, Trinada Pisanishana, that was our position. But I thought maybe we're aspiring for that position, because that would be like someone who's actual has humility and is like a liberated position of, you know, someone who's beyond false ego, you know. So I thought we'd be aspiring for that position rather than that being actually our position. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. As far as I can understand, because there is such a strange acoustic system here, it's difficult to catch the questions and maybe even the lecture. So about the third verse, as far as I can understand, you said that, I said that this is our position, but you've heard that it's what we have to reach, the position we have to achieve. Yes, you are right. And at the same time, unless you have at least some humility, you cannot chant. Because you are chanting because someone asked you to chant. So you accept someone's authority. So that means you have at least something, some humility in your heart, in your consciousness, to chant. So this is about the third verse. And so, yes, we have to achieve that position, but at the same time, we're already on our way to that goal. And about the second verse, what was the question?
The second verse was where we don't have anything, you know, like not even humility, nothing. And we're praying that actually, like begging, you know, I actually have no qualification because of offenses. So there could be a case where one has no humility at all and is actually still praying. You know what I mean?
If I can understand properly, you mean this very interesting fact in our practice. From one point of view, we taught that we have to become, we have to have some qualities to be a devotee. And at the same time, we have to be a devotee to have some qualities. You see, to chant Hare Krishna properly, you have to be humble. But you cannot be humble if you are not chanting Hare Krishna for a while. So, I guess...
So, are we devotee?
Well, let's say like this. I'm not, but you are.
Well, maybe, but the point is, if you're saying you're not a devotee, then you have no humility. So then we have no qualification. And so then we're praying with nothing, isn't it?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for a nice comment. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. Maybe one more question, yeah? And we will finish. Yeah. Could you please take a mic?
Hare Krishna. Don't mind, I just want to clarify two points. One, you said that Ambarish Maharaj was finishing his Kartik Vrata, or is it the Ekadashi Vrata?
Oh, sorry. I said that Maharaj Ambarish was doing some very special Vrata for the whole year. And he was finishing his Vrata during the Kartik month. And that when Durvasa Muni came, and actually Durvasa Muni thought that he was offended, but the chapter is called Maharaja Ambarisha offended by Durvasa Muni, even if Durvasa Muni thought vice versa. So yeah, that's what I said.
Okay, but I can recall from the Bhagavatam that it says that the Ekadashi Paran, breaking of the Ekadashi fast with water is considered broken and also not broken. So I suppose you mean to say it was the Ekadashi of Kartik?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for these clarifications.
Yes. You want to say something? Okay. Second question is that you also said that Satyavrata Manu, you said. But I think it is Satyavrata Muni. Yeah, so.
Thank you. Satyavrata Muni, who now is Vaivasvata Manu. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. And my question is that this is like prayers. So sometimes we are praying, and at least in my life, even the best of the days have passed, like, you know, Radhashtami, Janmashtami, and I have been praying, you know, but things have remained the same, you know. So how I can expect that, you know, the Lord is acting in my life, you know, because sometimes it's like the weakness is a lot and we depend upon the Lord more. Am I able to, yeah?
So your question is, we are praying and we have told that there must be a result of our prayers, but the life is still the same. Is it? Is it really the same? Is it really the same? Well, we can see you almost every day, and we can experience that you are not the same. So let's say that it's another topic, not for now, but it seems like life is not the same. At least it's my experience. Maybe you would better ask Don Nivas Prabhu, who is here. Is it the same or not? Okay, thank you so much. Happy Kartik Vrata. Please bless each other to render devotional service on the at least a little bit higher standard than usual. Take some vratas. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Yeah.